the nimble one, Vince Wilfork. Happy New Year to you, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. Happy New Year to you guys also.
Well, another Patriots season over, another bye week. It's that never gets old, does it?
Nope, it never does. I mean, we fought all year. You know, we took some, tough losses, but at the same time, we won some, tough ball games. And you know what? We got a chance to get a bye this week. So, it's going to be very helpful for us all around because, we get a chance to work on some things that we think can help us as a team going forward. And also, get some guys, get healthy, guys get healthy and stuff. So, but we're definitely going to use this time, to do some things that, this football teams need to do to be better, in these next coming games.
And Vince, was that solid reaction by the especially the front seven, was that a little bit of a reaction to last week and wanting to be going into the playoffs on a better note?
Well, I mean, I think, we went in this game saying that, we needed to make more plays up front, secondary, everywhere. Everybody just needed to play better. So, we was aggressive, the coaches was aggressive play calling. We was aggressive playing, and it worked out for us. So we definitely went into this game saying we wanted to be more aggressive and we wanted to make sure that we, get the ball rolling a little bit better, because the last 2 weeks we didn't do that. We didn't start fast and, it was kind of up and down. So we wanted to make sure that we start fast this week, and we did, and it helped us big time.
Yeah, I mean, Tannehill was running for his life, it seemed, every single play. You sacked him seven times. You guys created, you forced two turnovers, yet another one in the red zone. I think you guys lead the league now in the NFL with nine. But when Ninkovich went down in the first half, it was, Francis and Scott this year, though, every time when called upon, they've done a real good job. You can't replace Rob, but those you don't miss too much with those guys in.
I mean, everybody's done a real good job when their name is called, stepping up to the bat and being big for us. And it was another, it was another one last night when, Rob went down. Francis got a little bit more playing time, and then we had Scott coming in, Chandler, doing what he had to do outside. So these guys really stepped up when their name was called. But that's what it's going to have to be from, here on out. Everybody's going to be accountable. Everybody's going to need to play their best. And if we play like that, we'll be okay, We just can't be up and down. We got to be just a consistent football team and actually execute well. And if we do those things, we'll be pretty successful.
Well, what's more important in this bye week, the health or practicing and solving whatever issues you might need to solve?
I think it's both because I think this definitely a week that we can actually go out and get some, practice some things that we might need down the road. It might not show up, probably once in a game, but it gives us a chance to practice some things and just give different looks in practice and just work on just different stuff. At the same token, you got guys that is banged up, so you get a chance, to get those guys back and get guys healthy. So I think it's the best of both worlds for us right now. But it's definitely going to be a work week for us because these extra days, we can do a lot with these extra days. So we definitely got to put the quality time into these days. We're not just going to sit on our butts. We're going to go out. We're going to practice. We're going to, make some adjustments. We're going to put in some new stuff. And we're going to get something out of this week.
Is there added anxiety not knowing who you're going to play on the 14th? It could be possibly three teams, as you know, Houston, Baltimore, or Indianapolis. I mean, you could know as early as Saturday night if Houston takes care of business. But is there any extra added anxiety? You've been through this several times. Is anything to that at all, or it doesn't really matter?
No, it don't matter because whatever team we're going to face, all the teams are good. I mean, that's plain and simple. You're not getting no team that's in the playoffs that don't supposed to be there. Everybody earned a right to be in the playoffs because they're a pretty good, solid football team. So whoever we face is going to be a good opponent. And we just have to execute well. We're going to have to be able to prepare well, and we have to be able to execute. And if we do those things, that'll take care of a lot of things. But, the time when we don't execute or when we don't prepare as well as we've done in the past, we have problems. So I think everyone understands that. I think everybody know all of our level of play have to, you know, step up. But, you know, hey, it's playoff time. You know, it's a one-game season. We're gonna take it each week. We're going to take it game by game and starting with whoever we face the first round. So, and we just go from there.
And you think a lot of the young guys on the team understand that too?
Yeah, I think we got a real good group of guys. I don't think we'll have any problems out of these guys. They're gonna see sooner rather than later what it's about, you know. Mm-hmm. So, but I don't think we'll have any issues with those guys understanding what's at stake.
Now, where will you be this weekend? You're gonna be watching all four games?
Yeah, I'll be watching all four games. Absolutely, I will. You know, sitting down and just seeing what's going on around the league and seeing who we're going to face.
Has any one team or any one player surprised you in whatever way in the NFL this season of everything that's gone on? I know you concentrated on the Patriots and everything else, but has anything stuck out to you this year in the NFL that's, you know, it's a wow, can't believe that happened?
Yeah, the rookie quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. I think this probably was one of the best rookie class I've seen, and all of them played, I mean, like veterans. Mm-hmm. So that's the one thing that stick out to me about, you know, this whole season, just the caliber of young quarterbacks, especially the rookie quarterbacks that played this year, and what they've done for their ball club.
It is amazing.
It is.
And you had a couple of running backs.
Like I say, sometimes you forget that they're rookies because of, you know, the things that they do, but they're rookies, but they hell of a players. They definitely hell of a players at this level.
Yeah, and you had a couple of running backs too, up around 1,500, 1,600 yep. yards too, and Martin and Morris too. So that's it's been an unbelievable year for some rookie offensive players.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, Vince, best of luck. Good practice. Hope you have a good week of practice, and enjoy a happy new year to you and your family.
Same to you guys. You guys have a great one.
All right. Thanks
Take
a lot.
Care, Vince.